This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, welcome back in here to the Mark Cox Morning Show, where today we are celebrating Kim St. Ange and her brand new baby boy, who was delivered yesterday. We're very happy for them. Everybody's happy and healthy. 9-pound Hudson Christopher was welcomed to the world yesterday. So we're anxious to meet the little dude. I've seen a few pictures. And as a result of that, Dan Buck is in again with us this morning, and we're thrilled to have him here. Dan, thank you.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'll be back next week, like 4 days next week. So this week's going to be a little short. I'm going out to see my new grandbaby.
Congratulations.
Yeah, my son had the first baby boy in our family, so we'll be spending the time. He lives in Lawrence, Kansas, so we're going to go out there and spend 3 days and just love on that little guy. He's not 9 pounds, but 7'8", and 20 and a half inches long, so he's a healthy one too. So.
And guess what? He's I think I don't want to give away anything here. My guess is you will be delivering to him that already well-oiled baseball mitt him used to it.
My childhood glove. I kept it. I gave it to my nephew when I went away to college. I got a new glove when I went and played college ball.
Yep.
He gave it back to me when he heard I was going to be I finally had a grandson. So that glove will be. Now it's a lefty. So little pressure. We're going to tie his right hand behind his back for a while. But it's an A2000 that's probably 40 years old. No, it's got to be older than that. It's got to be 50 years old.
Is this little Dan Jr.?
His middle name is Daniel.
Nice. Yeah,
Bryce
nice.
And Daniel tribute. Matthew. Yeah. The two middle names are both grandfathers. How cool is that?
Love that.
Isn't that
great? Is fantastic. Well, congratulations. And Dan will be helping us out while Kim is out on leave with her new one. And, of course, we'll be having a few other people fill in as well. But it'll primarily be Dan when we can get him to wake up this early. And
it's
get
brutal.
I know it is. Brutal stuff.
I can't believe you start at 5 a.m.
I know.
I'm sure people in that 5 o'clock hour love having a local show on that early.
This is true.
All 10 of them.
Woo! I'll tell you. Oh, there's a few more than that, Dan.
I'm just teasing.
Right. Hey, right now I want to get to attorney Jeremy Rosenthal, who's got a few minutes to join us this morning. Jeremy, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for being available to us this morning. You know, I saw some of these stories that you're covering, and of course, we were talking about some of the president's attempts at restricting mail-in balloting and all this other stuff. And I see here that some blue states are trying to sue the president, right, over his restrictions on crime grants that they've had already, I guess, allotted to their towns.
Right. Real complicated story. When I don't know how much time you've spent in the federal pen, a little bit, a lot.
Not much, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
you don't sound like not many of them. Well, when you go to the federal pen, you tend to stay there. So
you would
not be broadcasting. Yeah. So when you have your house seized, when you have your drug money seized, your car seized, when you pay fines and all that stuff, it goes into a crime fund. And it goes around the country to pay for rape kits. It pays for battered women's shelter. It pays for, you know, helping you rebuild your house when somebody came in and blew it up or something like that. That's what those funds are for.
Okay.
And what the administration has done is they're basically denying grants unless you play ball on immigration. And so these states are basically saying, well, time out here. First off, it doesn't say anywhere in the Crime Victim Fund Act, which was passed Ronald Reagan signed it into law in like 84. They're saying, look, you can't tie the money up this way. This is not kosher. That's what this fight is about. And it's just another political chicken and egg and just sort of wrestling push pull match is kind of what it's boiling down to.
I see. Well, I wondered, it's not the least of which I know they're going to fight over sanctuary cities and funding and all kinds of stuff that's coming down the pike. Jeremy Rosenthal is with us this morning. Attorney, you know, I played the James Comey bite. The online 5-minute rant from earlier this week where he lamented some Taylor Swift.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Songs and, you know, what was the one he quoted? Why can't we all get along or something? I don't know what it was. That's Rodney King. Why can't we all get along? But he was quoting Taylor Swift as lamenting why the world couldn't be more like her music. And now we find out that the Federal Trade Commission is suing somebody over selling too many of her tickets. Is that right?
This is an industry from stem to stern, the concert industry that they're cruising for a bruising. You've got Ticketmaster and Live Nation who are on the top end of this, and they're getting sued right now for a Sherman Antitrust Monopoly Act, right? Because they simply control too much of the market. And now, who's getting sued? The Federal Trade Commission is now suing some of these secondary ticket sellers. One in particular, they're called the Key Investment Group. They own something called Epic Tickets and two or three other subsidiaries. They're basically what happens is Ticketmaster, they're doing their best. They're limiting ticket sales on some of these really high profile shows to 4, 5, 6 tickets each. And there is a federal law in place that says you can't end around that. You can't make a bunch of bots. You can't, you know, set up fake whatevers to buy 1,200 of these. But that's what's happening. And this group literally they set up a whole bunch of email accounts of people who are either fake or non-existent or dead or whatever. They set up a whole bunch of credit card accounts under the same way. They set up a whole texting system to where when Ticketmaster sends you the verification, they've got it all texted back. So they've literally end-arounded the system in direct violation of federal law. So the FTC is like, okay, guys, now we're going to take you on. But the whole industry is it's really bad. Any Swifty people out there? I've got a Swifty at home, and man, I'll tell you what, that's the wrong group of people to upset.
So, did your Swifty get one of those $20,000 tickets to see her in her last tour?
It wasn't quite that bad, but I'll tell you what, I'm not sad that the Eras tour is over. We'll just put it like that.
I have a $500 limit. I'm just kidding. You missed a segment before where I have a $500 limit from dog expenses. Definitely, if I had a Swifty in my house, would say $500. If you can't find a ticket for less than that, ain't going. It's crazy.
Yeah. No. And did you think back in the 80s and the 90s that you would say, if 2025 – Dan said, I'm only going to pay $500. You'd be like, well, no way.
I remember complaining for a $40 ticket to the Iowa Jam where I saw Journey, Styx, and Foghat in the same concert. One ticket.
Yeah.
And I got to see three killer bands. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, today it's insane. I refuse to pay it. I just said I'm not gonna support that kind of a crazy ticket price. Nobody's worth that much money.
I'm in Dallas, and I get to go to Cowboys games where I pay $14. I say it's $14 for water. I'm sure it's only $12, but we've got Jerry Jones here. But you just can't win. You can't win.
And Dallas doesn't very often.
No, we don't. Thank you very much.
We don't have an NFL team, Jeremy.
I want to know whether the Dallas Cowboys are the Cowboys going to conform to the NFL, encouraging them to take on male cheerleaders like they've done in other cities already?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
It's such an iconic brand. I
was just going to say, you guys are going to win just as many Super Bowls as we will this year. That's true.
Jeremy, you're a good sport, my friend. Thanks for your time this morning.
Have a great day.
All right. Take care. I appreciate that. TexasDefenseFirm.com is Jeremy's
got to be tough to be a Cowboy fan, too. I know. Just got to be brutal.
Just rough. I can't imagine the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are going to stoop to that level, but
NFL's requesting it. The Detroit owner told him to go pound sand.
Good.
The Ford
Kansas
family.
Kansas City, I wonder if the Chiefs will too, probably.
I would think the Hunts would definitely not be putting a male cheerleader
Minnesota
out there.
Vikings, on the other hand, have invited Tim Waltz for a tryout.
Have you seen some of the AI clips of Tim Waltz in the Vikings? Not Vikings, but the Vikings outfit.
My goodness, yeah. Coming up, Genevieve Wood is going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit more about mail-in voting and some of the dangers attached to it. The president brought it up. We'll talk it over with Genevieve coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.